74 members of the public file onto two school buses outside Harrigan Centennial Hall. Sitting up front on bus number two is Mike White.
I just want to see the beginning, kind of the middle and the end. So it's kind of interesting to see this much equipment coming down and all the hoopla and see what it's all about.
White says he's watched from shore as pieces of equipment went floating past on barges, heading ultimately for the top of Blue Lake Road. And he's spent a lot of time near the dam itself.
I drive out there a couple times a week, and I usually take my dog for a walk out at the park area, industrial park area. And so I've watched this whole thing kind of stage up and the progression kind of increase.
We travel about 7 miles to the top of Blue Lake Road, and when the buses stop,
we're getting off?
Yep.
Okay.
The crowd gets off into a large, flat lot. At the far end sits an enormous crane, the largest working crane in Alaska, according to project managers. White walks to one side of the lot, leans back, and snaps a picture on his iPhone.
It's impressive. It's, you know, right here where this crane was, that was just a big knob, rock, and it's a lot of rock to move. And the crane alone is just so impressive that it's on tracks, that it's movable, you know, it's not a stationary type. Dang, that's a boom. I don't know how many feet that is, but it's a... I've seen each one of those sections go past my house.
As White and the others would learn on the tour, the crane's boom is 360 feet long. It's capable of lifting about 660 tons, although they won't need to use it for that much material. And the reason it's here is that it can reach all the way across the span of the Blue Lake Dam. Cliff Stump is the project manager for Barnard Construction, the contractor working on the dam.
We've got to set some equipment on the other side of the dam. There's about 1,500 yards of rock excavation on the other side of the dam before we can bring the concrete up. So that's the heaviest thing we've got to get all the way over there.
Once the concrete comes up, it will be added in steps until it is 8 feet wide and 83 feet above the current height of the dam. Members of the public had a lot of questions, including some coming from Sitka resident Alexandra Fujioka.
Well, what if fish come up the stream near the dam?
Oh, did we mention? She's 5.
The stream stops down here about a mile down the canyon. They can't quite make it up this far.
Okay.
Older members of the public had some questions, too, about the surrounding area, including what will happen to trees now standing in what will soon become part of the lake's bottom. Someone in the crowd noted that a lot of potential firewood would be underwater once Blue Lake rises.
Our intent originally was to remove the trees, but the...
But, says Utility Director Chris Bruton, the state's Department of Environmental Conservation, along with some engineering firms, said the trees should stay in place to avoid stirring up sediment. Blue Lake is Sitka's municipal drinking water source, and moving the trees could harm the water quality.
It would be wonderful to get the wood out to be used, but the risks are too great for us to take a chance with the water quality.
If something does go wrong with the water quality, like if it gets more turbid than it should be, Sitka could be required to build a new filtration plant, and that could cost millions of dollars. And while some trees could float to the surface, they'll be taken to an area at the other end of the lake, far away from where Sitka draws its water, and burned. Most of the tour was spent at the site of the crane. It was impossible to see the actual dam from that area, and the public was warned to stay back from the edges. In fact, officials would prefer the unaccompanied public keep its distance altogether. The work includes blasting, and participants in Sunday's tour were given a fact sheet that included a map with restricted areas outlined in red. They include Blue Lake Road, except for foot traffic, to the Heart Lake Trailhead, also the nearby campground, the Powerhouse area, Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, and all of Blue Lake itself. The buses took a turn through the park and past the site of the new Blue Lake Powerhouse, where water will flow through 3 turbines and generate more electricity for Sitka. Back at Centennial Hall, Alexandra Fujioka climbed off the bus with the help of her mom, Sarah.
Did you learn a lot today?
Yeah.
What was the coolest thing you learned?
Why can we not visit the dam?
And what's the answer to that question?
It was too steep.
Too steep. Kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Want to keep everybody safe.
Too steep for the workers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can the workers go through the into the...
More questions. Always more questions. She and others will have another opportunity to have them answered. Officials expect to lead a second tour in the not-too-distant future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.